Democrat Representative Dan Goldman says Republicans won't find Joe Biden's alleged bribery tapes. By Wendell Hasebo on June 15, 2023. Democrat Representative Dan Goldman, DNY, claimed Friday that Republicans will not find the alleged bribery tapes linked to President Joe Biden. According to Senator Chuck Grassley, RIA, an FBI informant document says the founder of Prisma, Mykola Zlochevsky, allegedly paid Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden and kept 17 audio recordings of his conversations with him as an insurance policy. Goldman, who sits on the House Oversight Committee, told Punchbowl News that Republicans either know the tapes are not real or they will never obtain them. I actually think they either know that the tapes don't exist or they know that they will never get them, he said. Instead, what they're doing is using the veiled reference to them to make allegations that will never be able to be proved or disproved, because they're not going to find them. On Thursday, House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, told Fox News the FBI document is based on a very credible source and should be taken seriously. This informant has been paid over $200,000 from the FBI, he said. We believe this informant may also work for potentially the CIA. And this informant has been around since the Obama administration. Comer added the FBI told him that we can't release documents or tell you anything about potential tapes because it could endanger the life of the FBI informant. Meanwhile, FBI Deputy Director Paul Abate on Tuesday refused to answer Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, during a Judiciary Committee hearing about whether the FBI possesses the tapes. I'm not going to get further into that, he replied after admitting the FBI possesses the form that alleges the 17 recordings. Senator, no one's stonewalling, Abate claimed. Watch, disgraceful. Ted Cruz crushes FBI deputy director for stonewalling Biden alleged bribery investigation. The FBI's refusal to be forthcoming about the alleged bribery scheme comes as Republican lawmakers demanded transparency from Joe Biden regarding his 2017 tax returns in which his entity, Celtic Capri Corp., listed nearly $10 million in revenue without specifying revenue line items. In the wake of Joe Biden's alleged link to the $5 million Ukrainian bribery scheme, the lack of transparency raises concerns about who paid the entity and why. While it is apparently common for personal tax returns to not list line item income of S-corporation entities, the lack of detail should raise concern for House investigators. According to Jerry Allison, a CPA of Allison Financial Services who practiced accounting for over 30 years, it is my opinion that both S-corporation returns should be examined to find the actual amount of income and to obtain clues as to where the income may have originated, he added. The S-corporation returns might reveal other entities from which the income may have originated. According to polling, 52% of voters believe the Biden family received payments from foreign nationals to influence policy, while just 31% said they did not believe it. Another 15% were unsure. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.